Learn from everyone, follow no one, and be your own revolution. I hold on to that saying, not because it's an absolute, but because it's empowering. Because it puts the choice in your hands, in your mind. You get to think for yourself and make the decisions in your life. It also requires a huge level of responsibility to own the authorship of your life and to recognize that and see it and play with that. So learn from everyone, follow no one, and be your own revolution. So is it even possible to follow someone? And I ask this question and I think about it quite often because we seem to all be at the center of our own universe. So even though I might be listening to someone or taking their advice, I'm still running it through my own filters, my own program, my own mind, my own neuroanatomy, whatever that might be. And in that sense, I'm never really capable of following anyone, even though I wouldn't necessarily want to. I also recognize in that saying that there's a huge amount of freedom in it for those who are willing to or want to or desire to have that type of freedom. It's there to be had. The other reason why I really hold on to this idea as a maxim, as a sort of revolutionary idea in and of itself, is because I recognize the power in you. I see how you can create the impossible and take what most people think is a crazy idea, or maybe even a simple idea, but how you can take that and realize it, how you can envision it in your mind and then go about creating it. See, this is why you have so much power. This is why you have an ability that's beyond your own knowing. And it's really quite majestic and really quite magical and really quite enchanting to acknowledge this in others. And I think this is one of the ideas that I really gravitate toward when I say to somebody else that you are at the center of the universe. It really allows and opens up the viewing of another's power. And by recognizing that, it also lets me see my own ability and power too. So I start to reflect upon myself, what it is I see in others. And in this sense, we create this sort of synergy around our relationships when we recognize the power and the revolutionary ability within another to change their life, to change the fabric of reality, really, and the direction that other lives will go for the better, hopefully. We start to recognize that more so in ourselves as well. So learn from everyone, follow no one, and be your own revolution. See for yourself. Come have the experience for yourself. There's another way I want to break this down a little bit while we're here. There's this idea that you are the experiencer, and right now I am what is being experienced. And then you are having an experience. So you are the experiencer. I am what is being experienced. And you are having the experience. I really like this perspective on things just as a way to imagine and to think about the world in general and how we interact with each other from inanimate objects to animate objects, how we can reflect the world according to the level of awareness and openness we have to the actual experience. So for example, if we're in our mind and we're all over the place and not really present, we don't really get to have the experience of the thing, of, you know, the person, of whatever's going on. We're just in our mind. With the higher levels of awareness or greater awareness and more presence, we really do take in a lot more of what is there to be experienced. And in this sense, this is where awareness brings a huge amount of liberation because it allows you to make a choice. The more awareness you have, the more ability you have to choose what you want to experience. And here comes a little bit of a flip on the maxim I shared earlier on those words, learn from everyone, follow no one, be your own revolution. If you don't have the awareness to see that you're following or you're just blindly going along with what someone else says, in that sense, you really can't be a revolution. And in that sense, you don't really have freedom. I hope some of what I'm saying is sitting well with you, and I hope at the same time you're also disagreeing with me. And I hope you're questioning what I'm saying, and I wonder if your ideas about it can help me clarify my experience. This is what I see in the world, and this is how I approach life. But as I said, learn from everyone, and I'm happy to learn from you. So I'm playing with these ideas, and I really want to support you in voicing what it is you want. I think it's incredibly important to the overall well-being of our cultures, our environments, our societies, whatever is in our circle, our friends, family, loved ones, so on and so forth. You know, the whole litany of people you have an experience with. I don't know that there's anything more important than you voicing what it is you want, than you opening up to your authenticity, to you speaking your desires. If you really are at the center of your universe, as I believe, and I would imagine you do too, you change and shift everything when you speak what it is you want, when you speak your authentic voice, when you open up to your truth. If you live shelled and cloistered and hidden, if you stay completely introverted and never share your genius, what does that do to others around you? How are they going to react to you? What are they going to reflect back? And how is that going to be when you're lying on your deathbed looking back at your life? If you're granted the opportunity to even have the period of time and the space to reflect on how you lived your life, maybe it's a good thing to do right now. Maybe part of being the revolution and being your own revolution is right now opening up to the idea, to speaking what it is you really want right now. You don't have to do it in front of someone else. You could just do it for yourself. Speak your dreams, your visions. How do you want to feel in the world? What do you want? And if you're not clear about it, that's okay too. Perhaps right now your play is playing with the idea of speaking what you want. And as I said in the beginning, mythic grace for me, this idea that I hold on to, mythic grace, it's not always pretty. It's not supposed to be, but it's really always beautiful. So, anyways, I will say once more, the revolution is here and you are it. So I want to let you know that I highly appreciate and value you, and I have a ton of respect for the process of being alive and for being how we are in the world, and for you exploring and expressing however it is you are expressing yourself in the creative drives. Please do share your ideas with me, your feelings about this idea, how it's worked out for you, if it's worked out for you. And if you're struggling to open up and share your authentic voice, look around on this, look around and look to me, and hopefully I'll have something that speaks to you that can help you see your power and see how important it is for you to actually get there. And then we can actually look at doing that. So, all right, cheers and be well.